好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我感谢主。今天呢，我是第一次来站在这个神的殿中，向大家来分享我自己的一些经历。
This is the first time I come to this temple to share my testimonies.
我是刘医生。
I'm Dr. Liu.
我是刘医生。我治了很多的病人。
I have healed many, many, many people.
但是在我自己的身上，我从来医治不了。
But when I'm sick, I cannot heal myself.
因此，今天我跟大家所分享的，就是说神如何在我的身上来去医治。
Today I'm going to share how God has done His healing in my life.
刚才我们唱那首《深处我心》，我非常有感动。
So we'll sing this song that God touched my heart deeply. I was really touched.
在歌词中说，我的医治，我的救主，我的医治。
And it says, My Lord, my Savior, my healing.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
你的爱深处我心。
Your love touched me deeply.
这一切，弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？
Is all this, brothers and sisters, do you know?
所有的这一切都是从上边来的。
All these are from above.
是上帝神为我们舍了。
The Lord has given to us.
当他的宝血流出来的时候，我们得了医治。
When His blood is shed, we are healed.
我想问弟兄姐妹。
I want to ask you a question.
当你知道神为我们舍了生命，流出宝血的时候。
We know God has given His life and died on the cross, give His life to us.
你如何来回应神？
How are you going to respond?
当神为你流出宝血的时候，
When God shed blood for you,
你如何用你的行动来回应这位神？
How can you respond with your action?
就像我们做父母的，
Just like we parents,
我们都非常爱我们的孩子。
We love our children dearly.
但是这孩子如何来回应你？
But how the children respond to parents' love?
在我的生命当中，
In my life,
有很多神迹，
Many miracles.
我经常呢跟弟兄姐妹分享，
I share this to brothers and sisters all the time.
尤其跟得病的弟兄姐妹分享，
Especially to those ones who are physically sick.
因为他现在经历的一切是我已经经历过的。
Because what they are experiencing is what I have gone through.
所以他的一切的感受是我深有感受。
So what they feel is what I felt deeply.
感谢神的拣选。
Thank God for his choice.
今天我能站在这里面。
Today we can stand here, I thank the Lord.
我在我的人生当中几次都经过了死的幽谷。
In my life, I have experienced a few times of a valley of death.
第一次是我生下来四天的时候。
The first time when I was born, four days after I was born.
当时我得了一种，这是我母亲跟我讲。
This is what my mother has told me.
当时我得了一种病叫肠梗阻，现在的名字叫肠梗阻。
So, it's a kind of disease I got, which is related to intestines.
也就是说，你不能正常的结大便，小孩。
Basically, you couldn't poo regularly.
很巧的事情呢，就是我母亲的同一个单位生下他们同事的一个孩子，跟我得了一种病。
And by coincidence, there was another child in my mother's working place had the parents.The same problem.
他太太先生是个军人
，and the parents are military people.
我父亲呢是电力局的一个调度
，so my father works in the hydro.
所以在当时，我父亲就没有几乎没有任何时间去要陪着我去看病。
That time, my father had no any time to accompany me to go to the hospital.
所以都是我的姥姥带我去看病。
So my grandma accompanied me and bring me to the hospital.
所以我们两个人约了同一天做手术。
So we, the two children, And we had an appointment at the same day.
我是第一个做主。
I was the first one.
我姥姥就带我去了。
So my grandma brought
me. 因为我妈妈在坐月。
Because my mother was, because that's the maternal thing.
到医院的时候要填一些 information， 就说你的这孩子的信息，父母的信息。
So of course in the hospital you have to fill out the forms about all the information about the children and the parents.
当问我姥姥的时候，我姥姥一无所知。
So when I asked my grandma didn't remember anything.
她是个农村人。
Because she's from countryside.
所以那医生说了，你必须要带你这个孩子回去，明天要他爸爸。
So she was told that you have to bring the child home tomorrow. Let his father bring him here.
这样呢，我姥姥就把我带回家。So
my grandma brought me home.
第二个那个孩子，他第二台手术，他就很顺利的上手术台。
So the other child was operated and very successfully.
这个时候呢，就两种结局出来。So
now there are two results for the two children.
4天的孩子上手术台，当做手术。
的时候就再也不下了。So, you see, we need to be operated and then go to the operation table and the result is so different.
当我到了家以后，我妈妈说，我姥姥就用那个我们农村人嘛，就那香头捅那个小屁股。So
my grandma used a kind of a method and used the sesame oil to. Put on your to try to make it work to pull.
神奇的是，哎，当我姥姥一捅的时候，哎，我就开始在放屁。
So when she does this, my mother said actually I started gasping.
我姥姥就跟我妈说，哎，我们那孩子可能有救了。
So my grandma said, yeah, probably there's hope for this child.
让我姥姥坚持不懈的去捅。
So my grandma did it repetitively.
从那我就开始就大便。
So from then on, I started to do regular, pooing.
所以转天的手术就取消掉了。
So the second day the operation was canceled.
所以我再也没有上医院，所以我今天能站在这里。
So I was not needed to be operated. So today I'm standing here.
感谢神的拣选。
So
真的保守。
And thank His protection.
我第二次经历生死，是我在结婚不差一天一个月。
So the second time I experienced a valid death was basically about 1 month before my wedding.
当时在中国流行一种病叫甲肝。
So that time there was a kind of liver disease.
它的发源地在上海。
So the origin was from 上海。
我不知道为什么我就得上。
I didn't know why I got it.
我在那个传媒医院，天津传媒医院，我的病房里面，四个人当中我是最重。
So among the four in that unit, I was the most severe one.
他那个，他叫一个指标，他叫黄疸一个指标，我是2984。
There was a number indicator, and I have a very high number.
正常人是在。 50以下
So the normal one is 50, but mine is 2,000.
我那个四个病友，一个死了，一个又回去了。那个人在我出院的时候，他还在住院。
So four of these patients, one died and another went home, and another one was staying in the hospital when I left.
但是我那是四个当中，我是最重。
However, I was the most severe one among the four.
当时我出院了以后呢，我们那医生主治医生说，你肯定要回来。
When I was released from the hospital, the doctor said you will be back. You have to be back.
另外发生了一件事情呢，因为在我太太在给我送饭的过程当中，她被公交车给撞出去十几米。
Another thing happened at the same time. So my wife, when she was delivering food to me, and she was knocked by a bus and in an accident.
当时那48路司机起来的都已经惊呆了，他说这人肯定盲。
And when the bus driver looked at her and was shocked, he said, "This is stunned, finished."
给我太太扶起来，就说我要赶紧得送医院。我太太说了一句话，啊，不可以，我要给我先生送饭。
When he tried to get my wife to the hospital, my wife said, no, I'm going to send food to the hospital.
所以我今天在这里，我再也没回到那个川病医院。
So today I stand here, I never go back to that hospital anymore.
感谢神的怜悯，感谢神的保守。
So his wife is alive too. Okay.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌一样。神的医治，神的保守。
So it's really like the song, God's healing and God's protection.
我的生日是圣诞节生日。
My birthday is Christmas Day.
当时我在中国不懂得什么叫圣诞节。
That time we didn't know anything about Christmas.
当我认识神了以后，我说啊，感谢主，把我生到了今天。
So when I come to know the Lord, I said, "Thank God, I was born on the Christmas Day."
所以经历了之前的一切的时候，你不知道感恩，也不知道是神的保守。
So in those days when I experienced all this, I had no concept of thanksgiving. I didn't know it's God who protected me.
所以第三次呢，就是我在2008年，我得了一种病。
So.And the third time I went through Valley of Death was in
2008.
2008年9月11号911.
It's actually 911 that time.
So it's unforgettable.
因为那天我要去医院里去检查，因为我当我检查疾病完以后，当我检查的时候呢，我要回中国做生意。
So I was that day decided to go to the hospital to have a checkup, and then after that I wanted to go back to China to do some business.
我当时检查的目的，我是为了查肝，因为我知道我肝不好。
So that time I wanted to do a checkup because I knew my liver was weak.
但是我那主治医生说呢，你干脆连肺都一起照，因为我当时有点咳嗽。
So the doctor said, maybe just do an X-ray on your lung too.
我说可以啊
，OK。
我们都知道，我去照 X 光是早晨去照。
So most of the time we do X-ray is in the morning.
所以我8点钟准时到了那个照 X 光的地方。
So in the morning at 8 o'clock, I was on time.
我10点半我就收到我主治医生的电话，要我赶紧就过来。
So at 2 o'clock.I get the call from the doctor. You must come back quickly.
当时我接到这电话的时候，我说坏了，我的肝肯定有问题。
When I received this phone call, I said, "Boy, something is wrong with my liver."
当我到了家庭医生那边，他已经准备好了，就把我领进一个屋子。
So when I come to my family doctor, he's already prepared. He led me to a room.
他说：“我告诉你一个坏消息。
”I tell you bad news.
他。X 光显示你得了肺癌
，and X-ray show that you have lung cancer.
而且肺癌的尺寸是2厘米
，and the cancer is 2 centimeters.
他说在普通的这个 report 上面，一般的人都写的比较含糊。
So most of the time on the report, something vague is written there.
但是呢，你这个 report 上面写的非常清楚，就是说你是肺癌。
But on your report, it's crystal clear that you got lung cancer.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹？当我听到这肺癌这个概念的时候，我当时一下就被打倒了。
Francis, you see, when I heard this news about lung cancer, I was totally put down.
我是医生。
Because I'm a medical doctor.
因为我知道肺癌严重性。
I know what is lung cancer.
而且2厘米，我知道意味着什么。
I know 2 centimeters means what.
我问医生，正常情况下我还能存活多久
as the doctor, normally for this kind of situation, how long I can last?
他说原则上五年。
So normally 5 years.
当我从家庭医生那边出来以后
，when I come after the family doctor's room,
我就坐在那车里
，I sit in the car.
那个时候你不知道你在想什么。
So that time.I didn't know what I was thinking.
你唯一想的就是孩子。
So the only thing I thought of was my children.
因为那个孩子还小。
Because that time my children are small.
我就跟你说我神啊，为什么
？So I asked the Lord why.
我的孩子还小。
My children are so little.
所以后来我看没地方去，我又不能回家，我就开车去了牧师家。
So I didn't know where to go. I didn't want to go back home. So I.Drive to the pastor's home.
我就跟牧师把这一切讲了。
So I told the pastor about all this.
牧师和师母，我们一起在那为我来祷告。
So that time, pastor and his wife just pray with me.
祷告完了以后，牧师说：“你要不要回家？”
So after the prayer, pastor asked me, "Do you want to go home?"
还是我要需要我陪你回家
？Or you need me to go with you?
我说不用，我说我自己。
No, I don't need you. I just go home by myself.
我到家以后，我太太说怎么样？我说没事。
After I went home, my wife asked what happened. I said no problem.
因为下午都知道大家知道下午3点要接孩子。
Because everybody knows that 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody pick up children from school.
然后我去接孩子。
So I went to pick up my children.
然后到了晚上，我太太非常早就把饭做熟了，就大家让大家去吃。
So in the evening, my wife cooked the meals very early, and so everybody can sit together to eat.
哎，我还觉得奇怪，人家为什么吃这么早
？So I was surprised why today we have to have the meal so early.
吃完饭以后，平时我太太要帮孩子一些看一些检查一些作业。
So usually after supper, my wife is going to check.
今天很奇怪，他很早就开空调过去睡觉。
But today it was very strange, and she sent all the children to their rooms to sleep.
当孩子进屋睡觉的时候，我们俩就，他说你来，你进来。
So when the children are at the rooms, and she said come in.
然后我太太说，你告诉我发生什么。
So she said, tell me the truth, what has happened?
然后我跟他，我一看，他说，我太太说，我没办法。他说，你不要瞒我。
So my wife said, don't, you know, just tell me the truth.
我就跟他讲，我说现在医生从影像学上说我得了肺癌。
I said, doctor said from the picture, and I have lung cancer.
我说完以后，我太太一句话没说。
So after I said, my wife said.No word.
然后那段时间，平时的生活当中，我就像平常一样，我就接孩子，送孩子。
So I lived a normal life as if. So I send children to school and take children back.
我就在短短的一个星期的时间，把国内的所有的生意都停掉。
So in a very short time, I just finished all the business in China, just terminated.
因为我不知道未来。
Because I had no any concept of future, what's going to happen?
当牧师知道这件事以后呢，我们就在我们教会弟兄姐妹当中，在我们周报当中就把这件事情就公布出来。
When pastor got to know this, he just announced through the church report to all the brothers and sisters in the whole church.
我们教会所有的弟兄姐妹因着我这件事情，我们就开始祷告。
So all the brothers and sisters in the church, because of my disease, they all start to pray.
这件事情在教会引起了非常大的震动。
For this matter caused a big shock in the church.
一种震动说，为什么？为什么教会这样
？So one kind of shock said, "Ask why? Why God does this?"
一种震动就说：“我要看神在我的身上有什么他的计划。”
So So another kind of sarcasm. We want to see what kind of plan God has planted for him.
我们的教会在每天晚上九点有一个规定，就是说无论你在哪里，九点钟的时候你要放下手上所有一切，为这件事祷告。
So that time we have just arranged that every day 9 o'clock in the evening, everybody, no matter what you are doing, put down your things in your hand and start pray for this.
在整个我在等的过程当中，
So when I was waiting,
因为我要等那个 Richmond Hospital 那个 CT scan,
So I'm waiting for another CT scan result.
那么我在家唯一做的事情就是两件。
So the only two things I did at home was this.
一个是接孩子。
One is to take children to school and take back.
一个是祷告。
Another thing is prayer.
当人遇到这种情况的时候，你没有任何办法，只有来到神面前祷告。
When people come into such a situation, you have no any other means, only prayer.
你可以说祷告，实际上我在。这时候 我自己体会，我不是在祷告，我是在宣告。
So when I say prayer at that time, I feel I'm declaring, not just a prayer.
我就关上门以后大声的就喊。
So I close my door, I scream.
我就说神啊，为什么？
So God, why?
为什么又临到我？
Why this happened to me again?
我不信。
So I cannot believe.
医生也不行。
I couldn't do anything, and the doctor couldn't do anything.
我说孩子，我说神啊，我说我孩子还小。
So I said, God, my children are really small.
我的生命到底将来如何？
So what's going to happen to my life?
所以我在梦里就大声的说。
So I screamed in my room.
每天晚上我和我太太。
So every night I kneel down with my wife to pray.
因为我知道所有的这一切。
Because I know all this.
只有神来医治。
Only God can heal.
另外，我们的牧师在这段时间有很多牧师到我的家里。
So that time there are many even the pastors come to my home.
其中有一个牧师叫钟向阳牧师。
But there was one whose name was 钟向阳。
有一天他在为我祷告的时候，
So one day he was praying for me.
他手摁在我的身上，
Well, he laid hands on me.
我就觉得很奇怪，我说这家伙手怎么这么热？
So I said, why his hands so hot?
祷告结束以后，他们就走了。
So after prayer they left.
那么在我等的那期间里面。
While you know I was waiting for all these results,
接到医院电话去让我照 CT scan.
So I received the phone call from the hospital. They want me to go through a CT scan.
当我照完 CT scan 以后，下午的报告就出来。
So when I finished the CT scan and in the afternoon they gave me the report.
医生告诉我，
The doctor told me.
从 CT scan 上看，你那个东西是3厘米，而不是2厘米。
From the CT scan, your cancer now is 3 centimeters instead of 2 centimeters.
他说现在医院在安排手术。
So now the hospital is arranging an operation.
有一天早上整整6点钟。
So one morning, 6 o'clock sharp.
我去卫生间。
So I went to the washroom.
我咳嗽，一咳嗽，一口血就出来。
So when I coughed, I saw the blood come out of my mouth.
当我看到那口血的时候，我彻底崩溃。
So when I saw the blood from my mouth, I was totally collapsed.
因为我经过太多肺癌的病人，最后的时候都是咳血。
Because I saw many.Lung cancer patients, the last stage is basically coughing blood.
我就悄悄地回去就睡觉。
So I went back quietly to sleep.
转天早上起来，整整六点钟，我又醒了。
So next morning, 6 o'clock sharp, I wake up.
我到卫生间的时候，又在咳血。
So in the washroom, again cough blood.
而且这次血量又比上次更多。
So blood is more than last time.
我在早上的时候，我给我一个朋友打电话。
So I called a friend.
我的朋友说，你不能再等。
My friend told me, don't wait anymore.
他告诉我你要直接去 emergency.
So now you have to rush to the emergency.
礼拜天的早上我就直接奔了 emergency.
So Sunday morning I went to the emergency.
当我进了 emergency 以后，因为他那边有我的所有档案。
When I go to the emergency, because they have all my files.
我被立刻又重新再到。
So I was scanned quickly.MRI
同时 emergency 医生告诉我现在他已经通知了专科医生要立刻到这边来
So the doctors in the emergency said we already called the specialist the specialist come right now
后来我现在才知道加拿大医疗体系就是如果你有真正问题进去的时候 hospital 是有权利来要专科医生的
Later on, I know that if you really have a big problem, actually, the hospital has the right to get the specialist to come.
下午两点钟，专科医生来。
So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the specialist was present.
我再次被推进了照 MRI.
So I was sent into the MRI machine.
当结果出来以后，专科医生告诉我，下个星期你要必须手术。
So when they see the results next week, you must be operated.
但是 hospital 告诉他没有床位。
So the hospital says there's no bed.
这专科医生说，我不管有没有床位，我要手术，他要下星期必须手术。
So no matter there's bed or not, next week he must be operated.
这个时间从发现到要手术的时候，大概经历了已经不到一个月的时间。
So actually, from the discover of the problem to now is about 1 month.
这医生告诉我，下星期五你要到我这边来，我跟你谈论手术方案。
So said, come next Friday, we'll talk about the plan of the operation.
我问医生说，我需要不？我可以吃一些药
？Asked the doctor, should I use some pills?
他说你现在。没有任何药物可以救。
He said there's no any pills can help.
但是您可以，他说我们可以安排医生给你做一个穿刺，就是穿刺手术。
I can ask the doctor to do a biopsy.
另外，我给你安排一个做 CT scan 的一个 CT scan.
So there's another special CT scan can be arranged.
另外呢，温哥华癌症中心，他说我已经给你安排了一个做 PET scan 的一个。
And in Vancouver General Hospital, they arranged a PET scan.
他做穿刺的主要目的就是要确定那个位置。
Biopsy is to accurately find what is the position of your cancer.
当我下个星期我要去做这个穿刺的时候
，So next week I went for biopsy.
我太太和我另外教会的一个朋友，我们一起去了。
My wife and a friend from the church went also.
当大家我不知道大家有没有这种经验去做这个 CT scan 的经验。
I don't know if you have any experience of CT scan.
我被推进那个机器。
So you're pushed into that machine.
这边就一个玻璃房。
So there's another glass room.
给我照 CT scan 的那所有的医生都在里面。
So all the doctors are in that room.
我就趴在那里。
So I'm lying down, face down.
我大概趴了20分钟。
So after 20 minutes,
所有的医生在里面忙，对着电脑在忙。
So all the doctors, they face these computers and they are discussing.
我不知道他们在做什么。
I didn't know what they are doing.
30分钟过去了。
30 minutes.
我还趴在那里。
I'm still lying there.
我就看到一个年轻医生出去了。
I saw a young doctor went out.
大概过了10分钟。
10 minutes later,
过来来了一个老医生。
There's an older doctor came in.
心想坏。
I said, oh, bad news.
因为在中国就是这样。我就自己知道他拿不准，他要请那老医生来。
Because in China, in the hospital, I know if a young doctor go out, an old doctor coming, what that means.
当老医生来了以后，又过了十分钟。
When old doctor coming after 10 minutes,
还没开始。
They didn't do anything yet.
我就看着我照相那医生对我说，就挑大拇指，就说，哎，告诉我这个动作，给我感觉说，哎，你放轻松。
So the one who was taking the picture and showed me a sign like this, they says, don't worry.
我整整的拍了45分钟。
So I lie there for 45 minutes.
医生出来。
So the doctors come out.
告诉你，你可以回家。
So they says, you can go home.
当时他到我可以回家之后，我一下子就撞
了。When they say you can go home, actually I collapse.
为什么
？Why?
按照我是医生，按照我们中国的经验，就是说你没有治，没有救。
Because according to the doctor, basically means you are totally lost. There's no cure. Go home.
医生告诉我。
So the doctor told me.
我不知道是好消息是坏消息。
I don't know if it's good news or bad news.
从影像学上看。
From the technology.
你原来那个2-3厘米的东西，现在还不到1厘米。
Your 3-centimeter cancer tumor now is about 1-centimeter.
因此，我们这个医院决定今天这穿刺手术不做。
So we decided together that the biopsy will not be done today.
你现在的东西已经到了专门和加拿大好那个 cancer agency 那边。
Your file was sent to the cancer center.Canadian.
由他来决定。
They are going to decide.
我没有任何权利。
I cannot do anything now.
他问我一句话。
They ask me one question.
你吃了什么药没？
What kind of medicine have you used?
我说张医生不让我吃任何。
Because the specialist didn't want to use any medicine.
他说那好，你换衣服去吧。
So now you change your clothes.
任何医院里都有一个更衣室。
So any hospital, there's a place to change.
他说我去见你太太，你去换衣服。
I'm going to see your wife, and you go to change.
当我推开这个更衣室门的时候
，When I push the door of the changing room,
我那个场景我历历在目。
I still remember so clearly.
我一下就跪在那里。
So I just kneel down.
我就跟神祷告说。
So I prayed.
我神啊，我感谢。
So I thank you.
我说今天不是医生，他不知道为什么。
They don't know. The doctors don't know what happened.
但是我知道。
But I know.
神啊，是你医治我。
Because you have healed me.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？当你们看过过去那个古装的电影
，The brothers, when you watch those old movies.
当一个人被押到法场
，When someone was sent to the execution table，
当一个刽子手大刀已经举起来
，And the one who executes lift up the weapon knife，
当一个有人喊刀下留人的话
，If someone says stop，
你知道你是什么心情
？So what do you feel？
我在那祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你。”
So I pray that says, Lord, I thank you.
因为你听了我的祷告
God, you have answered my prayer.
你怜悯我的软弱
You had mercy on me.
你拯救了我的家庭
You saved my family.
因为我是我的家庭的支柱
Because that time I was a pillar of my church.
我如果倒了
Now my
我如果倒了
If I collapse,
这家庭倒
This family collapse.
主我感谢
Lord, I thank you.
我就在里面，眼泪就不停的就往下流。
The tears just stream down。
我就觉得神啊，你是听祷告的神。
So I said, God, you are the one who answers prayer。
我说今天我那3厘米东西变到不到1厘米。
Today the 3-centimeter tumor become 1-centimeter。
没有人能把这一切的改变。
No one can change this。
只有你。
Only you。
但我星期五到了专科医生的那边。
So Friday I went to see the specialist.
当我推开专科医生的门
，When I opened the door of the specialist,
专科医生告诉我一句话
，The specialist said one word.
你不要问我为什么。
Don't ask me why.
我不知道。
I don't know.
如果你告诉我说我误诊
，If you say I'm this exact,
你可以去告我。
You can sue me.
你可以，我现在所有的你的影像东西我都调出来，你可以去看。
So all the files, all the pictures, and all the things are all here. You can see it.
但是
，but
你还要去加拿大癌症中心。
But you have to go to Canadian Cancer Center.
你要做 PET scan.
You have to go through PET scan.
只有那个 scan 出来，我才能。决定的接下来的工作。
So only when I see the result of PET scan, I'm able to decide what to do next.
因为加拿大癌症中心那专家组，他的权力是最高的一个权力。
Because the Canadian Cancer Center, that the specialist group, they have the highest authority to determine.
当我到了加拿大癌症温哥华癌症中心
，So I went to the center.
作为一排的医生
，so a group of a panel of doctors sitting there，
我就像一个犯人
，I was like a prisoner。
他们就问到底发生什么
？So they asked me what really happened。
你到底做了什么
？What did you really do？
我说我什么都没做。
I said I didn't do anything。
他说好，你现在去做 PET scan。
So now you go to the PET scan。
PET scan 内容就是往你体内打一种药水。
So PET scan is a kind of a scan that you inject a kind of a medicine.
如果你有癌细胞，这癌细胞会吞吃这个药水。
So if you have cancer cells, the cancer cells are going to eat up this kind of medicine.
当我上午做完 PET scan 以后，下午结果就出来了。
So in the morning I went to do the PET scan. Afternoon gave me the report.
这六个医生在那里泡上，每个人要签字。
So six specialists they had to sign each one on the report.
当他们签完字以后，他告诉我一句话。
So they signed and they told me one thing.
你现在的 case 在癌症中心已经结束了，我回到专科医生那边。
So now you finish our examination, you go back to the specialist.
当我转天到了专科医生那边。
So the second day I went to the specialist.
专科医生在那个 report 上签字。
So the specialist signed on the report.
他告诉我一句话。
He said one thing to me.
你的这 case 在我这边已经结束了，回到家庭医生那里。
So now it's terminated. In my side, you have to go to the family doctor.
12月22号。
So it is December 12th.
我整个经历了三个多月的历程。
So after 3 months, things.
神在我的身上奇妙。
The Lord was very.Very wonderful.
12月20号是我的生日。
Because December 25th is my birthday.
当我在我的教会，在众弟兄姐妹面前来做我的见证的时候
，When I get to give testimony is before all the brothers and sisters.
所有的弟兄姐妹被激励。
All of them was encouraged.
他们说，之前我们祷告，我们真不知道。神听了没有
Though we prayed but we didn't know if God has answered
从我的身体的见证来说这是一个活神
So from this testament we know God is alive
那天晚上回到家
So that day I went back home
我两个孩子我的孩子
My two children My wife
我就跪在那里
So we need down there.
我们就祷告。
We prayed.
我的孩子说
My wife said,
谢谢神。
Thank God.
你把我的先生还给我。
Thank God you give my husband back.
我们老大说
My oldest child said,
感谢神。
Thank God.
你让我爸爸能留下。
So you left my father.
我在那里祷告说我身上我谢谢。
So I prayed, God, I thank you.
你是听祷告的神。
You heard our prayer.
从前我风闻有你。
Before I heard of you，
但我今天真的是我认识你。
But today I really know you with my eyes。
因着你在我身上的作为。
Because of your act on my body。
因着你在我身上的医治。
Because of your healing in my life。
我要在众人面前述说你的荣耀。
I will give glory and before everybody for you to you。
你是我的家庭，你保守了我的家庭。
You kept my father。
你使我的家庭能在地上能再次要为你来做见证。
You left my family on this earth to give testimony for you。
你没使我的父母伤心。
You didn't let my parents。
你没有使我太太成为寡妇。
You didn't let my wife become a widow。
但是我知道神啊。
But I know。
你今天把让我留在地上。
Today you leave me on this earth。
你有你的美。
You have a plan。
你要让我在地上要为你做见证。
You want me to testify you。
述说你的荣耀。
And sing your glory。
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters。
我们有时候真的身体上遇到这种试探。
So we sometimes have this kind of health issues。
也许你在工作当中遇到各种困难。
Maybe you encounter some problems in your working place。
也许在家庭当中，夫妻之间、兄弟姐妹之间会遇到那种难处。
Maybe in your family, between husband and wife, between your sisters, brothers, have some kind of difficulties。
我们人一生
，all our lives，
你真的会遇到各种各样的难处。
You are going to encounter all kinds of problems，
甚至我们都无法经过。
Yes, even sometimes we cannot go through ourselves。
就像耶稣医治那病人一样，他说：“我愿意，但我信心不足。”
It's like in the Bible, Jesus wants to heal the person, but that person said, "I'm willing, but I do not have a bigger faith."
今天我跟大家分享我的经历。
Today, when I share my testimony,
要让大家知道这是一个活神。
I want you to know this is a living God.
上帝不会让每个人都得癌症。
God will not allow everyone's body to experience cancer.
上帝也不会让每个人失去工作。
God will not allow everybody to lose their job.
当一件事临到你的时候
，But when something happened to you,
神要让你借着你，要让众人知道他是活神。
But the Lord will allow this happen so that everybody will know God is alive.
兄弟姐妹要通过你身上这件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, through what you have experienced,
他的信心要被坚定。
Other person's faith will be strengthened.
我们教会的所有的弟兄姐妹
all the brothers and sisters in our church,
一起用祷告。
Because we pray together.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们知道，因着我这件事情，感谢神，神是活神。
Because of this matter, we know that God is alive. We give thanks.
我们在生活当中
，in our lives，
遇到会各种各样的难处
，many many challenges。
有一次我在读每日灵粮的时候
，one day I was reading the daily bread。
我读到这么一篇信息
，I read a message。
有一传道人在到乡村去传道。
There's one missionary went to a countryside.
他一天进了一个很小的屋子里。
One day he went to a very small room.
这屋里又小又暗又潮。
So this room is very dark, very humid.
非常的幽暗。
And it's very dark.
结果他进去后突然听到一个声音。
But he went in and he heard a voice.
你是谁
？Who are you?
他就用那火柴打着一根火柴去照那个地方。
So he used a match to light and to see what happens.
就发现看到一个老妇人。
So he saw a very old woman.
就躺在那里面。
Lying there.
当他看到那老妇人的时候，两种情况。
When he saw this old woman lying there, there's two things.
这老妇人得了非常严重的风湿病。
So this old woman has a kind of problems with joints.
非常的严重。
And very sick.
非常的痛苦。
Very painful.
另一种也 况。
So another situation.
老太太说：“我感谢神。”
The woman said, "I thank God."
让我经历这一切。
To let me through all this experience.
马丁路德在他临终前有篇文章。
Martin Luther wrote an article before he died.
这也是在他病痛当中写出来。
And also written in his bed.
他说：“上帝让我经历这一切。”
Lord, allow me to go through all this.
就像印刷厂那个做刻字那个人。
It's like you go to the printer's press, you see those people who are engraving the letters.
当我们刻到那个铅板上要印刷的时候，那铅板那字是倒的。
When you engrave that into the paper, all the letters are upside down.
当你印到纸上以后，这字才是真。
When you print this on the paper.And the letters become straight, upright.
他说，我就是那个刻字给印签的人。
I am like that person who's engraving this print.
当我有一天来到上帝那里
one day when I go to see God,
我就知道神的意思，我就明白神道理，他的意思是什么。
I will know that what he really means.
我相信神在我身上让我经历一切，必有他的。
I believe the Lord let me through all this. There's a purpose.
感谢主
，Thank God.
今天我跟大家分享这些。
So today I want to share all this.
分享我的经历。
Share my experience.
要让大家知道。
So let you know.
神是每时每刻都活在我生命当中。
So the Lord is living.With you every moment.
你的祷告他必垂听。
Your prayer, he listens.
很多人在祷告的时候非常的着急。
So many people when they pray, they are in a rush or they want to know the result right away.
不知道神到底听了没有。
They don't know if God has listened or not.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you,
神必垂听。
God will listen.
他有他的时间
He has his timetable.
他有他的方式
He has his ways of doing things.
他到了他的时间，他一定为你来听你的祷告。
When the time comes to the fullness, he will do things.
感谢主
Thank God.
让我们在每天的生活当中
So when we experience in everyday life,
真的要活化出主的样式
So we will live out his image.
用我们的信心来回应神
Use our faith to respond to God
就像刚才歌中所唱到的
Just like what we have seen in the song
他是我的医治
He's
他是我的拯救
Healing and his mind salvation
那是从上面来的
That's from above
你要把自己全然的交给神
May you offer yourself totally to God
跟主说主啊我相信你是我的救主。
And said to the Lord, Lord, I believe you.
我要把自己摆在你的面前。
I will lay myself before you.
为主来使用。
And use me.
主啊，求你来坚固我的信心。
Lord, you strengthen my faith.
用我们每天的行为来回应我们的主。
So that what our action will respond to you and glorify you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
今天有机会和大家来分享。
Today we have some opportunity to share with you.
我希望大家也借着在我身上所发生的这一切。
So may you through my experience
来好好的回应我们的神。
To respond to God.
因为他是为祷告的神。
Because he
他是活的神。
He's alive.
他是你的家庭的意象之主。
So he's your the head of your household.
感谢主。我们来一起祷告。
We pray to him.
我们在天上的阿爸父是神。
Our heavenly Father,
为我们舍命的主。
And the Lord who died on the cross.
圣善的主。
And the Holy Spirit.
我知道此时此刻，主你就运行在你的
I know clearly you are moving in this temple.
因为这是你的圣殿。
Because this is your holy temple.
因为你的宝血。
Because of the blood.
你涂抹遮盖了那些罪人的一切的过犯。
You have forgiven all our sins and transgressions.
使我们才能进入你的至圣所。
So we can enter into your holy of holies.
来瞻仰主你的荣美。
And display your glory.
来瞻仰主你的爱
，and display your love。
你是那位为我们舍命的神
，you are the one who died for us。
因为你的鞭伤使我们得医治
，because of the stripes we are healed。
因为你的刑罚使我们得了平安
，because of the crushes on you and we have peace。
主啊，我要回应你的爱
，Lord, I will respond to your love。
我和我的家必要侍奉耶和华，直到永永远远。
I and my family will serve the Lord till eternity。
求你加添我的力量
，Lord, may you strengthen me。
加添我的智慧
，May you give me wisdom。
让我在众人面前述说你荣耀的时候，将一切荣耀归给你。
So I can testify you in front of all the people to give glory to you。
感谢
，Thank you，
你在我的家庭当中
，What you have done in my family，
无论在过去
，No matter in the past，
无论在现在
，No matter now，
无论在将来
，All in the future，
主，我相信你必要带领我的家庭进入你的丰盛
，Lord， I believe you are going to lead my family to your fullness，
要进入你的牛奶与蜜之地
，You're going to the land which is full of milk and honey，
主，我谢谢你
，Lord， I thank you。
主，我谢谢你
，Thank you。
我虽然行过了一次幽谷
，Though I went through valley of death，
但并不遭害
，But I was not。
因为你的杖和你的爱与我同在
，Because your staff and is comforting me。
主，我感谢
，Lord, I thank you。
主，我们在此此时此刻，把我们的慕道的朋友，还把我们弟兄姐妹全人交在主的手上。
Today we put our friends and our brothers and sisters into your hand。
求你坚固弟兄姐妹的心
，May you strengthen our hearts，
因为你是他的救主，你是他的神。
You are his savior and you are his God。
求主也保守他的家庭
，May you keep their family。
你要为他们开道路，开江河。
You are going to open rivers。
无论我们身体有各种疾病
，Maybe we have disease。
无论我们生活有各种困难。
Maybe we have difficulties in our lives.
主，你要做主掌权。
Lord, you are going to be in control.
因为主，你是信实的神。
Because Lord, you are faithful.
主啊，当我们在你面前呼求的时候
，When we pray and cry out to you.
主啊，你要挪走魔鬼撒旦在我们面前所摆设的一切的障碍。
Lord, you are going to remove all the obstacles.
你要使这巴山被挪移，道路被铺平。
The bodies are going to be living.
主，我们谢谢你的感恩。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
我们这样祈求祷告，是奉靠我主耶稣得胜的名求。
And in this we will pray in the Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
感谢主，
感谢主，感谢主。我觉得谢谢，先给我们主一个掌声好不好？我们也可以留在这个掌声。感谢主。安娜能不能帮我翻译一下？我觉得我有感动，我觉得今天特别是弟兄姐妹和一些朋友们出色。你如果听了这个信息你受感动，你觉得我正在现在就愿意来接受耶稣基督在我的心里面，成为我的救主我邀请你站起来。
So, if anyone who have heard the testimony and
have
this
talk,
the testimony of your heart, and you want to become a Christian, I ask you to rise.
来，我们来为你来祷告。
And we will pray for you.
对，特别是你说觉得我真的有感动，我们就不要浪费任何的时间，这位上是真的是。
If it really touch your heart, please do not waste your time. Just raise up your hand, and we will pray for you.
对，你可以举起手来，我们为你祷告，好不好
？Raise your hand, and we will pray for you.
OK， 不管怎么样，我们来祷告。哈利路亚，心打开。Lord, we thank you。
主啊，我谢谢你。
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you。
主啊，你是又拯又活的主。
Lord, You are a true and living God.
你怎么样医治刘大夫？
How you have healed Dr. Liu?
你怎么样看顾我的家？
And how you have looking after my family?
主啊，是的，主，我今天愿意来，更进一步的来跟随。
Lord, I want to step ahead and want to reach out for you more.
我愿意来敞开我的心来接受。
I want to open my heart and accept you.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢。
Lord, I thank you.
愿你成为我的救主。
May you become my savior.
拯救我的灵魂。
Save my soul.
愿真的保守我的家庭。
And protect my family.
我感谢。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣的
名。
我觉得另外一个，我觉得我们要做一个祷告，就是说，真的把这样一个信心呢，刘大夫今天讲的这样一个持守、不断的、不放弃的这样一个信心放在里面。
And I also want to emphasize we should using Dr. Liu's message to have this knowing that the consistency of seeking God and relying on Him.
不要放弃。
Do not give up.
要不要着急。
And do not hush.
那我们过去看到一些医病不道的，就是说看到病人起来。
And in the past we have seen like a healing gathering and we see sick people get healed.
我们有时候也会希望，就是说，我们周围的人或者我们自己有这样大爱的信心。
And sometimes we have this expectation that our people around us will have this kind of faith.
或者说我们的教会要这样美好，那样美好。
Or have this expectation of how our church will become.
那是最重要的是的，这样一个信心。
But the most important thing is to have this kind of.
这样一个现实的一种敞开和无情。
This kind of faith that.Open up your heart to God.
我再次请刘大夫上来，来给我们做一个祷告，真的要来把他这一份来分赐给大家。
So once again, we ask Dr. Liu to come and pray for us.
就是一个信心力量的一个坚持。
It's a consistency.
让圣灵带领他祷告时，我请他的起立好不好？敞开心来接受，因为圣经上讲到有一个应怕太子。当你来接受的时候，伊丽莎和伊丽贾一样会得着双倍的恩膏。 So just like Elisha and Elijah in the Bible, when you open your heart to receive other people's anointing and blessing, you can receive double.
好，我们来一起在神面前来祷告，我们来伸出我们的手。
So we stretch our hands to receive and pray.
为我们舍命的救主，
Lord who died for us.
此时此刻，求你的圣灵运行在其中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
你要开启每个弟兄姐妹的心。
Lord, you open each one's eyes and heart.
因为我们知道，主已经打开了天上的窗户。
Lord, we know that you already opened the heavens.
将你的祝福，将你的爱倾倒在众儿女的身上。
You have already poured down your blessings to all your children.
主啊，我们此时此刻。
So today, this moment.
我们要敞开我们的心。
We will open our hearts.
用我们的双手托起我们的心。
Use our hands to lift up our hearts.
来献给我们的神。
To open it to God.
主啊，谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你来坚固我们在爱主上面的信心。
Lord, you strengthen our faith to love you more.
求你来用你的真实上面鼓励你的儿女们。
And Lord, use your Holy Spirit to encourage each one.
在信主道上不偏离。
So we will walk, will not get straight.
主啊，就求你向你的儿女扬脸。
May you lift up your countenance to your children.
将你的祝福、你的平安赐给你的儿女。
May you shine your blessings upon your people, your children.
愿你圣善的灵与你众儿女同在。
May your spirit of the holiness be with your children.
保守我们的心。
Keep our hearts.
如守夜的等候天主。
It's like the watchman waiting for the dawn.
让我们的信心被你一天天来坚固。
May our faith be strengthened day after day.
主，此时此刻，我们愿意在主面前说。
So today we are willing to say before the Lord.
我们就奉耶稣的名宣告，你是我的神。
We declare in Jesus' name, you are my God.
我和我的家必要侍奉你，直到永永远远。
我要一生来
称颂你。
Oh my God.
见。
May I often preach Jesus and be glorified？
我要在众人面前述说你的荣耀。
I'll glorify them in front of all the people。
求你来保守我的心。
May you keep my heart。
愿你圣善的灵以众儿女在。
May your spirit and holiness be with Israel。
愿你的心，愿我们的心为你来洁净。
May our hearts be cleansed by you。
愿耶稣的圣善的灵以众儿女在。
So may the Lord's Holy Spirit be with Israel。
我们这样祈求祷告是奉依靠耶稣基督得胜的名求。
And we pray this prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 好，我们做了这个最后的祝福，我们就来分别吃饭。Hallelujah. 我们的主，爱我们的主。Lord, our Abba Father, your good Father. 主啊，你是我们的爸爸。主啊，你说有祈求的。就给他叩门的就给他开门，寻找的就要寻见。Lord, you said that when we knock, it shall be opened to you. The one who seek, it will be found. The one who ask, it shall be given. 主啊，你说，你们中间若有人，儿子问他要鱼，你不会给谁。
So anyone among you, if your children ask you for bread, you will not give him a snake.
那他要饼就不会给什么。
You ask for bread, you will not give them a stone.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给你的儿女。
Even though you are evil, you still give the good things to your children.
是啊，何况天上的父亲不把更好的东西给你吗
？How much more God, the living God, will give you?
今天你要来提升我们的信心。
So you will elevate our faith.
我们要信靠这位安全的神。
We will trust in this God who is.
这位爱我们的神
，A God who loves us，
这位大能的神
，Almighty God，
主啊，我们谢谢
，Lord we thank you，
谢谢你今天做的大工在我们的中间
，Thank you for the works that you have done among us。
当我们走出去的时候，我们信心和爱心不再一样。
So when we walk out the door, our faith and our love level will not be the same。
我们将要在我们的日常生活里面有更大的信心来荣耀你的名。
In our daily life, we shall have a greater faith。
也要接受你更大的祝福。
And we will receive more blessing from you.
我们给桌上的食物也献上感恩。
And we will bless the food on our table.
也大大的赏赐为我们做食物的弟兄姐妹。
And reward each one who have devoted their time and food.
也祝福我们下面在餐桌上面的交流。
And bless our time together in our table.
也圣灵继续在我们中间运行。
Holy Spirit, work among us.
让我们的谈话。
Through our conversation,
啊，那些圣灵借着我们的谈话
，Lord, through our conversation using your Holy Spirit,
借着我们的方式
，through
把你的爱更多的传递
，so that you will share more of your love to us through all these.
主啊，是的，主，愿我们的食物也增加我们的心力体力。
Lord, and may the food also empower us physically.
主啊，这都是您的恩赐。
All of these are your blessings.
我们以感谢的心来领受。
And we receive it with a grateful heart.
领受你赐给我们的方式。
We receive the food that you have provided for us.
也赐给弟兄姐妹更多。
And you give more to our brothers and sisters.
不仅仅是衣食物质。
Not just the daily food and clothing.
不仅仅是养家糊口。
Not just making a living.
而是非常的丰盛。
But it's an abandoned life.
我们多而有余。
And it's more than enough.
要祝福更多更多的人。
So that we can bless more and more people.
要把这好消息。
So that we can use the good message, the good news.
和我们所有拥有的东西。
And the things that we already have.
祝福我们周围的人。
So that we can bless people around us.
谢谢。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.